You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
When I was a young pup, I spent my first income tax refund on a pair of Cambridge Soundworks bookshelf speakers. Those were my only speakers for more than 10 years. They moved with me to 6 different cities. Later, I remember walking through the audio area of CES and stopping dead at the Tivoli audio booth, impressed by how cool and retro the company's little clock radios looked and how surprisingly good they sounded. And now here we are, ready to talk about the Como Audio Solo, another clock radio with good sound that not only picks up AM/FM signals, but wirelessly plays your digital music too. All of these audio gadgets have something in common. The founder of each of these companies and the head designer of their products is the same guy, Audio Hall of Famer Tom DeVesto. Como Audio is DeVesto's latest sojourn into the consumer audio world. The pedigree of this little clock radio is, it's safe to say, as good as it gets. The Solo, $300 for the walnut finish, $350 for the hickory, white or black, smells like a piece of furniture. The pleasant aroma hits you in the face when you open the box. And we're not talking IKEA-style cedar. We're talking leather couches. The radio itself looks like it was made in the 1970s, FM antenna and all. Although this retro vibe is quickly betrayed by the TFT color display prominently set in its front panel. Even with the screen, which becomes a clock when you're not using it, the Solo doesn't look like a tech-forward gadget. Put it on your nightstand and it just looks like a really fancy clock radio. And that's not a bad thing. As DeVesto's previous company, Tivoli, has previously proven, there's a place in the world for a killer clock radio. And in that regard, the Solo delivers. It's absolutely loaded with connectivity. There's no CD player, so apologies to your mum and that Barry Manilow CD that's been in her digital clock radio for 10 years. However, the Solo plays both terrestrial and internet radio, streams audio from your phone over Bluetooth, and connects to Wi-Fi so you can use Spotify Connect. You can plug it into your television via an optic cable, you can play it off a USB drive, and you can plug in your headphones if you want to give everyone around you a break. There are even two additional aux-in ports for whatever else you want. Amazon Dot, anyone? It can be controlled with an included remote or with a mobile app if you don't want to mess with the front panel buttons. Multiple Solos, or other Como Audio products, can be networked together to give you multi-room audio throughout your home. The audio quality of the Solo doesn't quite live up to its pedigree. It has two drivers, one tweeter, one woofer. As its name implies, the Solo produces audio in mono. But the lack of stereo isn't what keeps the Solo's audio quality from going over the top. It sounds good at lower volumes, but as you get louder, and we're talking only about a third of the way up the knob, the sound can get a little harsh. If you're using the Solo as a clock radio or an alarm, this is fine. Nobody wants to wake up to the volume cranked to 11 anyway. But if this is a core piece of your audio system or a multi-room system, you might find it lacking at higher levels. Because the Solo has so much connectivity and is so feature-heavy, setting it up is a chore. Setup is managed by pushing and turning a set of three knobs below the TFT display. It's not intuitive. Some of the instructions on the screen refer to a select button that doesn't exist, or that I couldn't find, at least, as there's no button with a label. Getting the Solo on my Wi-Fi network was also a challenge. If you're hoping for a little system that throws out killer audio and fills up your room, this isn't it. If you want a high-end clock radio or a standalone system for your desk at work, the Solo will give you more than what you need. Rating, 7 out of 10, very good, but not quite great. This article by Michael McColl.
Hey everybody, this is Patrick wishing you a happy Friday. We'd love to hear what you think about this Spoken Edition so we can keep on improving them. Shoot me an email at patrick@spokenedition.com with your thoughts. We're excited to hear from you.